Joining us from his home in Tel Aviv is Yariv Oppenheimer, who is going to talk to us about Peace Now's conference on Friday. Yariv, Friday was the day of the worst day, I guess, of the storm, this monstrous storm that Israel has known, the worst in a decade, the worst in a century or something like that. And still you had great attendance, didn't you?
Yeah, actually this Friday morning was a big surprise, first of all because of the huge storm, and second because of the huge audience that came to our event. We found ourselves with a full house, with people standing outside with no room to sit. So it was a very encouraging event that shows us that many people are looking for activity and they are feeling that they want to take part in our activities.
What's the purpose of the conference?
This is our annual conference. We call it the Israeli Progressive Camp. The goal of the conference is to allow most of the major players and activists to meet together to speak and discuss the major goals that we are looking for the next year, including some debates about the peace talks and about the peace camp in Israel, what we should do, strategy, action, and what are the main issues that we are going to deal in the next year. People have the ability to speak openly about what they think the peace camp has to do, and we are very proud to host many members of Knesset, many former members of Knesset, former ministers. We host the head of the Israeli opposition, the new elected chairman of the Labor Party, Yitzhak Buzi Herzog. We had Zehava Galon, the head of Meretz, coming and speaking there, and actually a very big debate for the whole day, speaking about the major issues that are relevant for the peace camp.
You know, I listened to Buzi Herzog's speech at the conference, and he said there is a partner and there is a peace process going on, and there's a good opportunity for peace. I think that the takeaway, and correct me if I'm wrong about this, but the takeaway from this conference is also that there definitely is a constituency for peace in Israel.
Yeah, we can see from the turnout of the people that many Israelis are just looking for action, and they want to influence, they want to be involved, and they want to see the peace talks succeed. Our goal for the next year is to allow them to do that and to be able to give them the opportunity to speak out, to attend demonstration, more public conferences and public events in which the message will be very clear: yes for peace and no for the collapse of the peace talks. And many Israelis are looking for this channel of activity. We saw them on Friday, and I'm sure that we are going to keep seeing them throughout the year.
Great, Yariv. Good luck. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. Ta-da.
Okay.
Bye.